Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I'm a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, December 23, 1951, the Barbados Advocate newspaper reported on that year's concert put on by the Barbados Police Force Band at Hastings Rocks Christchurch. By 1951, the concert had been taking place for many years and had become a much anticipated part of the island's Christmas festivities. It was generally well patronized, and that was the case in 1951. The area was specially adorned for the occasion with a large, attractively decorated and well-lit Christmas tree standing on the steps of the bandstand. The venue came alive with the traditional sounds of the season played enthusiastically by the police band and which blasted from strategically placed loudspeakers. As the band performed, the gathered crowd sang along with their favorite tunes. As admired and well-received as the band's performance was, the guest act that was brought on to share the bill with the band took the excitement of the occasion to another level. That year, the featured guest act was the 14-person strong boys band of the Government Industrial School. The group had been trained for about a year by the police force bandmaster Charles E. Raison, and at the concert, they took the stage as the police band vacated it. For the surprised but appreciative audience, they played several seasonal favorites, and at one point, they were joined by Keith Lawrence, a member of the St. Michael Cathedral Choir, who rendered Silent Night, These Three Kings, Sleep Holy Babe, and I Saw Three Ships. Apparently, the band came in for considerable praise for the high standard of their playing, whilst Captain Raison was commended for the effort he had clearly exerted in bringing the boys to that standard. The police band then returned, and one of its members, Corporal Wilfred Best, played a gallop on the xylophone before presenting each of the boys with a gift that had been kept under the tree for the occasion. One of the boys received the British Council Book Prize for being the most proficient player. That was the police band concert of Christmas 1951. Since then, the concert has remained an annual tradition for the past 60 years plus, with events being coordinated and sponsored by several organizations. In recent years, it was the Barbados Association of Retired Persons who has put on the event, and as it was in 1951, it is one that is looked forward to and enjoyed by Barbadians from all walks of life.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.